Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In the book of Mark is the second book in the New Testament. Jesus sends out his 12 disciples in the sixth chapter, and it starts going kind of halfway through verse 6 and into verse 7. And he calls them together, and he tells them to take nothing on their journey, but go out and do the work he's been doing. And he says, don't take anything but a walking stick. Don't take food. Don't take a traveler's bag. Don't take money. And he allowed them to wear sandals, but not to take a change of clothes. And listen to what Jesus said. Wherever you go, stay in the same house until you leave town. But if any place refuses to welcome you or listen to you, shake its dust from your feet as you leave to show that you have not abandoned these people to their fate. Now, this is really kind of deep theological work, but it's perfect for a time of meditation. Jesus is saying that there are times when just because people may know you or they have unbelief, they don't really contemplate that your Christianity is something of significance in your life. But Jesus is saying when that happens, don't get in a tussle with them. Don't get in an argument with them. If it were today, don't go slam them on social media. He says, shake off the dust and move on down the road. You know, a lot of us get bent out of shape about the small things in life. I believe one of the beauties of meditation is that in our time of guided prayer, we are made aware of the pettiness and the anger and the bitterness that we can store up in our soul. So today, let's come before the Lord and prepare to meditate by saying, Lord, would you cause me to have an attitude of gratitude? Would you cause me to be able to have the ability to shake off the dust and move past things that don't really matter to you? And allow me to shake off the bitterness or the hurt of something that's probably just happening in my heart. And now let's breathe and prepare ourselves to step into God's presence with quietude and solitude. You ready? This time let's hold it and send it to a place in our soul that needs some healing. Maybe it's a joint, or maybe it's an organ. Maybe it's just your broken heart. But let's breathe in. Hold it and send it. I'm going to mind the time, and you take this moment to hear from the Lord that he might be able to let you know how to shake the dust off and move on down to something that matters. I'll be back in just a couple moments. Well, in verse 12 in Mark chapter 6, it says, "So the disciples went out, telling everyone they met to repent of their sins and turn to God. And they cast out many demons and healed many sick people, anointing them with olive oil." You know what happened? God used them when they didn't get stuck on the pettiness of this world. Friend, don't allow yourself to get stuck in petty arguments or foolish social media rants. Just follow Jesus today. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.